You already know. Rap Talk, talk baby.
Won't let them demons take control of me. Won't let them demons get a hold of me. Them boys scheming but no hold in me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me. They holding me. Won't let them demons take control of me. Won't let them demons get a hold of me. Them boys scheming but no hold in me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me. They holding me. Sitting up and down them dirty blocks, chilling with them niggas, keep them dirty shots. Work stash all inside them dirty blocks. Shoot MX's in case I got a rough inside. Different type of breathing niggas, I don't really see these niggas. Came up with a breed of niggas that ain't still breathing niggas. I done been through some things, I done had to let it ring. The game I was married in, stood up on my mama name. Never seen my father kin, how could I deny the game? Brothers elite to the pit, I was trying to build some fame. Killing niggas in the field, boy I had to code his vein. School ain't really work for me, the streets bought me a lot of pain. Streets bought me a lot of pain, rest in peace of money, damn.
Rest in peace of money, man.
Man, I miss my brother, man.
I miss you, bro.
No.
Won't let them demons take control of me. Won't let them demons get a hold of me. Them boys scheming but don't hold in me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me. They holding me. Won't let them demons take control of me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me. Them boys scheming but don't hold in me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me. They holding me.
Niggas on the block going to war again. Overdose with killing. We like Iran. Don't want no war with them. Youngin' out here shooting them cans like we at war again. Most wanted been in the courts. We like the warriors. Did so much time in the cages, the jungle boring us. Now we in the stack in the chains and getting mortgages. Mama said boys be happy. I said I'm glorious. Hit a chick, she threw it at me. Now wifey furious. Hitting licks, them niggas lacking the hood employing us. Smoke loud, send me a prayer. The Lord was warning us. Made it through them creases and them cracks, nigga. Humpty with the pieces getting back, nigga.
Won't let them demons take control of me. Won't let them demons get a hold of me. Them boys scheming but don't hold in me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me. They holding me. Won't let them demons take control of me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me. Them boys scheming but don't hold in me. Won't let them evil get a hold of me. They holding me.
What it is,
y'all. It's the Bull Rod. You know what I mean? Here with another episode of the Battle Rap Talk. You know what I mean? We got my little bro. That song's crazy right there, man. You know, it's called, you know what I mean? What it is, y'all. It's the Bull Rod. You go to with another episode of Battle Rap Talk. You know what I mean? Shout out my little bro, Scarface Low. You know what I mean? Just shout out everybody, you know, doing their thing. You know, we got a crazy show tonight. I'm trying to get, you know, Fire the Misfit to call up in here, man, because I need to talk to him, but, you know we got a song tonight, or I'm hearing, featuring him, but, you know what I mean, I got somebody sliding through, you know, to chop it up as far as, like, that's an artist, and he's a, you know, battle legal. You know what I mean, I really respect his music and everything that he do. You know, so, you know, I mean, shout out to the whole For the Record family. Hey, guys, spin another track real quick, man.
Yeah, it's 3 a.m. on the weekend. Got the hoes on a stroll. I'm cruising, but I'm not on patrol. You dig me?
This dad riding in the whip. Face don't hit. Not giving a shit. Music, riding in the whip, bass gon' hit, not giving a shit.
This set, riding in the whip, and the bass is bumping. 808 from the track, got the speakers pumping. Windows down, planet loud. Can't tell me nothing. It's that smooth shit, that crew shit, that smoking good green. Give me two hits. We had a battle event, it was too lit. Niggas high as a kite, drunk as a skunk, annoying as hell. What the fuck do you want? Cops roll up, what the fuck do they want? In my backseat, I got some pumps in the bunk. They was cool as a fan and he wasn't speaking. I'm like, officer, I wasn't drinking.
He said, well, son, I got you for speed.
I'm like, do you hear how hot this beat is?
He said, you got a point, just watch your sleep.
We was lit this weekend, I enjoyed the weekend, wasn't bored this weekend. We could be dot in the Puerto Ricans. We was having fun, no one was acting up. Except the DJ. Acting up, word up to acting up. Or maybe the chick that was mad as fuck when the party was over and we were packing up. Shorty had a face like Daffy Duck. Go dig a chick coming after bucks. Battle rappers don't chase up a slut. That's why you get paper and stack it up. Now we cruising on the highway, laughing it up.
Y'all mad as fuck. Riding in the whip, bass gon' hit. Not giving a shit. Type music. Riding in the whip, bass gon' hit. Not giving a shit.
In the elevator, going straight to the penthouse. Won't make it look like I'm pinning it out when I'm cruising, and I twist that shit, that sticky shit, that 50 shit, that mean gang that's long. That peppy little pew, that green thing, I ride. I know what the speed limit of my mind, I go as fast as slow as I want to. Now turn it up to the shit that you want to. See these good vibes, a good time, nigga wanna hit the grand, do a good lie. Got to pull me over, shit, good try. All my paperwork good, what you would find? A reason to come fuck up my day. I'm pulling off, I'm the fuck on my way. Niggas can't hate it, but long as I'm making bucks, I'ma live good, what the fuck can I say? Hey, my trunk wide open. Kiss them on black. Pirelli on the rim. 160 on the day. Oh, my door's wide open. I'm chilling in the flat. With a pocket full of produce. And a bitch with an ass so fat. Tip a little Hennessy. Yeah, I'm on that yak. And I'm smoking on diesel premium. This ain't your regular gas.
Riding in the whip. Bass gon' hit. Not giving a shit. Type music. Riding in the whip. Bass gon' hit. Not giving a shit.
Crazy song. But look, ladies and gentlemen, the special guest or the homie that was going to slide through, you know what I mean, is here, you know what I mean? We're going to bring him, without further ado, let's bring him on.
Yo.
Hello?
Yo.
What's good with you, Bear Guy?
Man, I can't call it, man.
You know. Listen, man, you know we just spun your track, but...
Yeah, I was listening.
Listen, man, salute to you. First of all, you want to let everybody know what you do and who you is?
Man, listen, you know, in the battle rap world, they know me as Beer God, you know, with the music, it's True Lyrics, the Beer God. Hip-hop artist, Battle League owner, you know what I'm saying? I mean... amongst so many other things, magazine CEO, Ink and Hip Hop magazine, so many different things, man, that I got my hands in, just a black entrepreneur at the end of the day, man.
Right. So look, man, you know, we ain't gonna, you know, beat around the bush or not like that. I see you got a card. You know. What's it you want to tell everybody about it? Because I got some questions for you about that car. Nothing bad or anything.
Yeah, we got Siggy SummerSlam, man, 2K21. We got E-Heart versus E-Ness. We got Prez Mafia versus Amazing D-Boy. We got Hollywood Clay versus CeeLo. We got Jim Beadot versus Cash Capone. We got some 2-on-2 matchups. We got 2-on-2 tournament we doing. We got Sick Witty versus B.O.B. We got Joe White and T.D. Berry versus Major League and A1. We got Arson Av from New York battling Inferno Dash from Philly. We got the Go Good Boy, Selly Cell, is battling V's the Outlaw. Jersey the Ghost battling Taz the Animal. Like, you know, we got Jersey, we got Philly, we got New York, we got Detroit, we got Rochester, upstate New York, we got Delaware. Like, it's a lot of people on this card, man. And it's going to be a crazy event. We got Preach versus Jay Dev. We got Nate Will versus Jay Rush. I mean, we got Eastern Pennsylvania. We got Redding, Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? We got Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Like, it's a lot of people coming from all walks of life that's going to be on this card. I'm excited about it.
Right, right. Listen, so, you know, there's a league on it, right? Where do you – how do you come up with these cards? You know what I mean? Like, where do you find –
I mean,
like,
are you talking like matchups? You mean like names,
yeah,
the cards,
up.
Like
matchups?
A lot of times, it's a science to it, man. You know what I'm saying? This is why I say the booking is different. It's a science to it. I think when it comes down to like main event battles, it's about creating those battles that people want to see. You know what I'm saying? Or have an interest in. And sometimes it's thinking of battles that maybe nobody else thought about. E Hart versus E Ness is a battle I've been wanting for about 3 years. I approached both of them about it maybe like 2 years ago. And E Hart wasn't with it at the time. She was trying to do something different. E Ness was with it. And it was just a matter of getting them to do it at the same time. So. Now, reaching out to them, you know, both of them was with it. You know what I'm saying? It was the perfect timing. So sometimes, you know, you want certain matchups, but it's just about it being the right time for it to actually go down. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, it's just not the right time or, you know, schedule conflicts or other obligations. But for the most part, I think about, you know, the trifecta, as I call it, Jersey, Philly, Delaware, when we started. From the very first card, I always had Jersey, Philly, Delaware artists on there. And we continued to do that. And over a period of time, we started expanding and bringing artists from other states, other cities, New York, DMV area, Detroit area, you know, Eastern Pennsylvania, Virginia, you know, we brought Stewie Newton from Seattle, Washington. We've had people come up from Connecticut, you know, area. So, you know, we continue to grow, we continue to expand, we're just not trying to overdo it.
Right. So, you know what I mean? I've seen that you know what I mean? You did beat battles, like the versus competition.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's PTF, Play That Fire battles. That's something that's different from, you know, what we're doing with, you know, the battle rap. That was something that, honestly, man, it was an idea, and it actually started during quarantine, same as, you know, the verses with Swiss and them was doing. I think Swiss and them might have been, I don't know, maybe like six verses in. I'm going to say, like, when I started Play That Fire battles, they didn't have the format they have now. They were still doing it on Instagram, and
right.
From them doing it on Instagram is when I learned about how it works when you go live on Instagram and you do that. It only gives you like an hour and it cuts you off. So if you want to do 20 songs, you know, one person do 10 on their live, then it cuts off, then the other person do the other 10 on their live. And then it got to a point where my homie had a studio. He had a dope hookup and was like, yo, bring her to the studio. So we did the first Play That Fire was me versus Garden State Pusher. That was on Instagram. The second Play That Fire was me versus D Money. That was on Instagram. And then by the time we got to the third Play That Fire, that's when we was doing it in the studio. And then that's when we said, you know, we gonna start putting these joints on YouTube. So Play That Fire 3, you had Fire the Misfit versus Jim B. Dye. You had Liliano the Boss versus King Blizzy. Then you had me versus Hollywood Clay.
A beer guy. There's a message to that madness. What I just asked you about, you know, the Play That Fire.
Mm.
You know, I got a little squad that do music, right?
Mm.
So here's what I say we do, right? You know what I mean? I'll bring my three. You bring your three.
I mean, that can be arranged, man. Nobody's ducking no smoke. It's all about timing. You know what I'm saying? It's all about timing, man. Like, I got a lot on my plate these next couple months. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that we want to expand with. But, like I said, it started out as an idea, you know, something to do to pass time by. And then, you know, we tried to make it bigger. The last one we did was E-Ness and Kilogram, which was very successful. And I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who's going to be on the next one. I wanted to actually, before, you know, they start talking about they want to do a Beans versus Nori versus, I actually wanted to do a Beans versus Freeway. But, you know, they start talking about, you know, Beans and Nori, so I kind of just fell back from that. Like, that was what I wanted. I wanted to do. Yeah. I wanted to do a Beans versus Freeway.
Here's an option for you, right? Mm. And you know what I mean? Just, you know, do a Philly versus Norristown.
But, I mean, who you going to get from Norristown outside of Bill?
Hold on, see, now, just so happened, right? Hey, my little brother, who I call, he's not my blood, but I call him my little brother. His music, you know what I mean, which is Scarface Love. His music is ass. Mm. But, hey, yeah, Elijah, hold off a bit. I'm gonna have the DJ, you know, spin one of his joints so you can hear it.
Mm.
Hey, guys, spin some of that, you know what I mean, Scarface Love.
Most wanted.
Damn, Rico.
Different.
Killing them.
Tired of talking, I'm just barking on the beat. They know the calling from the streets. When you starving, want a feast. I ain't never say I'm balling. I was fortunate to eat. Mama was a slave and I'm just wildin' for my seed. Just doubt and try to scheme. If I'm foulin', let me be. When you hustle like I hustle, you just bound to get fatigued. When you shoot it like I shoot it, they just bound to wanna see. I'm an OG type of nigga and they killin' off my breed. Lil' shorty keep on trippin', she just wanna learn a G. How I cop up on them lays and keep them things up on my feet. Who them niggas in that form, why the trap never sleep? I'm livin' what I rap, but I can die for what I preach. 40 cows ain't on the box, they in the box for the beat. They had me locked up in the box, I treat the cell like it's the street. Going hard before the beats, I used to dream to help me sleep. Talking to them lifeless for the keys, they told me hard, but just one thing, keep your mouth closed. Ballers inside, the record outdoor. Too real when them bullets start flying, niggas start dying. I done seen cats grow up, and now they lying. Ain't that ironic?
Nah, nah.
Okay.
Osama,
what's up?
I thought y'all needed this.
Most wanted. Through the block, I reminisce on where the best died. Coming from the town where I had to see the best fry. Shot fired, man down, niggas in a stretch. Yeah, coroners taped off, hope that ain't my blooder. Flexing with this paper, only led that boy to murder. One knew his head, now he's feeling like he's a squirter. Hitting that bitch slid, she broke it, made me nervous. Niggas going back, bite the minute it start working. Had to get my game right, whip it with a purpose. Had to get my weight up like weight, what's the hurry? I'm about to cake up like bitches when they curvy. Switch up the line, new connect, I'm getting sturdy. Hit them back to back with the crime like we purging. East end to west end, nigga, I ain't worried. Real niggas respect men who hustle with a purpose. Young niggas gon' check, shit, these demons make it nervous. Known about themselves, you sit
right out the state, but now my pen stay worthy. Nah, nah. On the jacket, got me thinking, is this a Fendi fit? Most want it been the strip, bitches hopping in the whip. Guns with all type of mind, make me do a semi flip. We just tryna somersault it, gone before they ship it in. Shorty fuckin' they from told us, get the conversation. Tryna ball out with the greatest, fuck they hatin', they debating. Me say get the money, cause the pussy always waiting. Drippin' with the juice, it's only right, we got them chasing. Dreamin', niggas droppin' statements, I done seen it. Beanin', them hitters used to chase it, now they need it. Stackin' up the gravy to get him sauced if we beefin'. Nah, nah.
All y'all know, I'm not to be played with, man.
And tell what it's up. Wanted. It's your boy Scarface Low. You already know what it is when you hear the sound most wanted.
Real pain in this small face.
This for all you niggas that got your eyes really on the prize, but you got some slime balls by your side. You feel me? Let's go.
I would hate to have a falling out over a couple of dollars. Come on, dog, you know we better than that. I feel that sharp pain, nigga, that's a stab in the back. I gotta watch my body, the close ones he even gets you if you moving sloppy. I said we started off great, we ended up there. How we get here, please let me know. I would hate to throw a close friend, I like the trash till I'm out of yo. Where was you at, nigga? I was stuck in that cage. I got family members, nigga, I don't call to this day. They kept their distance and I kept mine. I started adding up paper like a calculator. I'm dividing all of these bitches and subtract the haters. You was my dog, yeah, you was my roller. Yeah, you was my brother, man, you was more than a homie. Now you look at me strange, acting like you don't know me. Excuse me for the last, it's funny how shit changed. We supposed to be together out the car screaming gang gang.
I said I pray for some better weight, and if you love me, I hope it's real love. I said you crossed me, you lost me. One thing's for sure, two things for certain. You gon' need me before I ever need you. You gon' need me before I ever need you. Yeah, yeah. You gon' need me before I ever need you.
Lately I've been getting to the money, hit the crib quick. Niggas acting funny, acting fake until the real hit. Phony Nina's block, we got extensions, drummers will clip. I can spin your block and hit the button, it's my kill switch. I can hit the shot from far away, so what I will do? Had to hit him with the move, step back, who I killed him. Niggas let you bitches in they head and then they act up. She just want a real nigga, homie, use the actor. You been failed, niggas, and tail off for the cookies. Been in jail, niggas seen hell, that's best the rookies. Never tell, I keep them still, got facts to prove me. Shout out to most wanted to the cadence so they feel me. I'm a different breed, niggas shook to me. Been riding with my niggas since we built a team. Most wanted to ground up, we built a team.
I said I pray for some better weight, and if you love me, I hope it's real love. I said you crossed me, you lost me. One thing's for sure, two things for certain. You gon' need me before I ever need you. You gon' need me before I ever need you. Yeah, yeah, you gon' need me before I ever need you.
Eddie, what is it? Toss your ball, the throw's tail. Another episode of Battle Rap Talk. I got Beer God in the building. You know what I mean? Hey, Beer God, I got another caller I want to bring on real quick. You know what I mean? If that's okay with you.
Hello? Yeah, I'm
All right. Hey, guys, bring another caller on. Until the caller comes on. Hey, Beer God, what you think of them songs, them two songs?
I think they're some dope songs, man. I think it shows
right,
a lot of versatility in the artist. I think you know, he got some versatility with him, like all stuff don't sound the same. So I guess they approved by me.
Yeah, that's my little bro, the one I was just telling you about, you know what I mean, as far as, like, you know what I mean, Play That Fire. Or, you know what I mean? But, man, it's just been, you know what I mean? I think he's still there. Hey, guys, bring Low on, man. You know what I mean? But anyway, it's, how do you scout talent out? You know what I mean? Being that you're a league owner.
You talk about battle rap talents?
No, just in battle rap or music. Like, okay, as far as music-wise, you're an artist, right? So how do you get, you know, like when you want to do features with people, how do you find them out? Like search them out.
I think it depends on them having some music that either I could relate to, something that I could feel, or just, you know, something about them that I feel as though our styles a mashup. I'm saying I would be able to collab stuff with, like, for example, like people from Philly I've did collabs with. Like, I got like maybe 3-4 different songs with Fire the Misfit. I got some stuff with King Blizzy. I got stuff with Shice Ball. I got stuff with me and Hollywood Clay got like maybe like 3-4 joints, whatever. Like, I got a couple different joints. But I think the one I like working with the most is, or the ones I like working with, I like working with Fire and Clay probably the most, because we actually sit down and we've talked about concepts before building songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I listened to a couple of Fire's mixtapes before I decided that, you know what, I want to do something with Fire. You know what I'm saying? And then Blizzy asked us to get on the song together, and I liked how he had did the hook. And then the first song we did together, actually the song that y'all played tonight, Type Music. That's the first song we did together, and I liked the way it came out. You know what I'm saying? And Fire was like, he don't like rapping on songs like that. He don't even like rapping like that. But the joint came out dope. And when I just did my new album, The Second Wave, I reached out to Fire. I sent him 2 tracks, and I was like, bro, I need 2 hooks. I need 2 hooks on these joints. You got free range to do what you want to do. I didn't give him no concepts or nothing. You know what I'm saying? And he sent them joints back to me, and then I made the songs based on the actual concepts that he cooked up for the hooks. You know what I'm saying? It's a chemistry thing. And, you know, some people can make songs together and they have good chemistry. Some people, it just sound like they're just making songs together. So for me personally, when I listen to different artists, I have to hear something from them that has me like, yo, you know what, I want to work with them. And then I'll find the type of song that I feel as though they'll fit on or that we can collab on, and then take it from there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, man. I'm definitely a fan of Fire the Misfit. Especially, yeah. And it's just crazy on how many, like, tracks that I heard him on. And it's like, wow.
Uh-huh.
He's definitely one of my favorite MCs. You know what I mean? I want to see him. I want to see him do an acapella battle. They said,
but
I don't know why.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, a couple of people said they want to see Fire do an acapella battle, but it's like, I don't really see the benefit in it for Fire to do an acapella battle.
Right. I'm just saying because I know he's got the skill, right? And he's a lyrical. You know what I mean? To me, at least. So I just want to say, even though I know, you know what I mean, look what he's doing on Verbal Warzone, you know what I mean, making waves over there, you know, and things like that. I mean, that's just me personally.
I think Verbal Warzone is his lane. You know what I'm saying? I think that he has a dope lane over there, and I think he shouldn't you know, do the whole not saying he shouldn't do an acapella battle. I just don't see the benefit in it. I just think that his lane is over there in Verbal Warzone, and that's where it makes the most sense for him. I feel like he's already created a legacy over there on Verbal Warzone. So I feel like if he starts battling acapella and he ends up, let's just say he gets smoked in the acapella battle, I kind of feel like that'll take away from Verbal Warzone. So it's kind of like, if that's your lane and that's, you know, what's best for you, then, you know, keep doing what was working. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You know what's crazy, though, too? And at the end of the day, and it's funny you say that, but I never, that whole aspect, the way you just broke it down, you know what I mean? I never thought about that. You know what I mean? But, man, he's, listen, like I said, he's one of the best in Philly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As far as like, you know, and I didn't even know not too long ago, you know, he records. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he got his own studio.
Yeah. I think, you know what I mean, it's time for you and him to do a whole mixtape together.
I mean, that'd be dope. I mean, I think if people wanted to, you know, I think if people really, if that was something people really wanted to do, I would be with it. You know what I'm saying? I would be with doing a whole joint with Fire. Like, I'm open to collaborating with just about anybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as long as I'm a fan of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to just work with people that I just don't like their music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like Fire music. I don't like all of Fire music. Like, some music he got, I'm like, okay, that's not really my cup of tea. But I'll say about 90% of the stuff that Fire make, I like. You know what I'm saying? He's been on, I want to say, two of the Play That Fires that we had so far. And
yeah.
I just talked to Fire yesterday about the next one, which might be September, might be October. I don't know. But, you know, it's a good thing for artists that aren't mainstream artists to be able to have a platform, to be able to play their music, debut some songs, go through the origin stories of how they created songs, what inspired them to write those songs. So, you know, I think that the Play That Fire series is something that could definitely grow. Kind of like Versus did. You see what I'm saying? Like Versus constantly been growing. You know, Play That Fire is a little... It's very similar, but it's still a little different. You understand? The way we do it is just a little different.
Right. Shit, man. Hey, yeah, you know what's crazy that I think would be crazy for Play That Fire? You know what I mean? Just me alone. Like, think of it. Would be him versus Kaboom.
Fire versus Kaboom?
Yeah.
I never thought about that. I'm gonna keep it real. I haven't heard no Kaboom music in years, man. Like, I haven't heard nothing new from Kaboom. So, I think I would definitely be interested in hearing some new music from Kaboom.
Yeah, it's funny. He just destroyed the Bull, OT the Real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He smoked him bad. But, man, Kaboom, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, it goes Fire, Kaboom, and then it really don't even matter. But anyway, man. Yeah, we gonna take this caller now real quick. Let's talk to him.
All
hey,
right.
Caller, you live with, you know, the Ghost and Beard guy.
What's good?
What's up with you, man? What's who you good? Is and what you do?
All right. It's your boy, Devin, Devilino. You know, I do a lot of things, list of things, promoter, manager, battle rapper, league owner. You know, I run Guerrilla Warzone, Battlegrounds. And the list goes on. You know, I got a lot coming up. Actually, after this, you know, come right back again. You know, I've been promoing all day, and you know, you'll hear next up at the Rides, you'll hear me knock it out the park with Devilino Robinson, Sports and Music.
Okay. Sounds like
yeah,
good
man.
Money right there.
Yeah, man. We ain't gonna talk. You know what I mean? Listen, man. Dev, since you done started it, man, I'm just going to say this about your show real quick. You know what I mean? My Lakers is going to win it. Can't nobody beat us.
Yeah. You said them Lakers.
You know what I mean? But I see you over there. I heard you over there chuckling beer, guy.
Yeah, man. Lakers is old, man.
No.
We're about to be the oldest, oldest team in the league now, man. I'd be surprised if the starting lineup can actually play all 82 games.
Look, but you know what I mean? Deb, you got any questions for Beer Guy?
Let me see. Let me see. I just jumped on and I didn't get to hear everything, but yeah, like, you know, what you got coming up and everything? You got anything coming up you trying to, you know, what's your plans for the rest of this year, and you trying to get on anything coming up, you know, any events, any battles, anything?
Well, we got FIGU SummerSlam going down August 28th. We talked a little bit about that earlier. And then the next event we have is Halloween Havoc, which is October 23rd. We're supposed to have FIGU versus Trap House Philly September 19th. That got postponed. I don't know. We might do an event in November. Not 100% sure. I probably won't know until after our August event. But, you know, the obligations that I have battle rap-wise are to those two events for the rest of the year. And I don't know how next year is going to go. We're going to play it by ear. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to think. Because I heard this lead that you said Gorilla, you said Gorilla Warzone?
Gorilla Warzone Battleground.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you a battle rapper too. You weren't booked on that Gauntlet card, was you?
Yeah, I was. Actually,
I was there. Yeah, I met you.
Oh,
yeah,
all right. Oh yeah,
event.
Well, we done met then already. That's right.
Yeah, we met. Yeah, I was the one that was saying that you and King Blizzy should have just battled since y'all wasn't going to be able to use those rounds. And you was like, that's my man, you know what I'm saying? He heard my round already, whatever. Yeah, I met you before
okay.
We met.
That's right. We got to do something soon then, yeah.
That's right. I know why he ain't want to battle King Blizzy. That's his man's, but he knew Blizzy would have smoked him.
Nah.
Hey, yo.
I would say back then he probably would have, he wouldn't have smoked me, he would have won, but it wouldn't it wouldn't have been no easy win, but now it'd be a fight now, because now I'm way better since back then.
I don't know, man. Listen, Elijah, you know what I mean? I need you to do me the biggest favor, man. And I know you can do it. You know what I'm about to ask for, right?
Nah, I don't know what you're about to ask for, but I'm pretty sure you're about to let me know.
Set him and King Blizzy up, man.
Woo!
Okay. Do that, please.
You said what?
I said, huh?
Yeah, I think he's all right. Go ahead. What did you say, Raj?
I said, set him versus King Blizzy up, man. Please.
I don't know about all of that.
No, I'm joking. Dave, I don't want to see you go through that slaughter.
Oh. I don't think it'll be a slaughter now. Nope.
No. Listen, man.
Yeah, they friends, man. It's going to be kind of hard to set that up now.
It ain't nothing personal.
But see, I mean, it goes back to what I was telling you earlier. You were asking me about how I set up battles. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's about timing and it's about situations. You see what I'm saying? So some people, man, what happens is they end up building a bond and battle rap. And then they be like, oh, that's my man. Like, I can't battle him. You see what I'm saying? And it kind of sucks because it takes away from good potential battles. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I understand. You know what I'm saying? People become cool and, you know, they don't want to mess that up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. And this is part of why I said I felt as though they should have had battle back at that event. because I looked at it like, okay, Blizzy's supposed to battle a dude from Memphis, Tennessee. My man's supposed to battle somebody from Memphis, Tennessee. Y'all both got rounds, and there's only one round or whatever. Y'all have one round battles. Y'all not going to battle the people that you were scheduled to battle. You're never going to see these people again. So you just got a bunch of material that you remember, that you know by heart, that you can't use. You know what I'm saying? Your time has been wasted. So rather than it had been for nothing, you spit your round versus Blizzy. Blizzy spit his round versus you. But before the battle, it's a disclaimer. And let it be known, like, yo, these two brothers were supposed to battle somebody else. You know what I'm saying? They obs didn't show. They decided to step up to the plate. You know what I'm saying? They still get their rounds off. And boom, and it's like a sparring session. You see what I'm saying? And I think it would have been good for that event because it would have helped it, considering the fact the number of backouts and all of that stuff or whatever. Even if it was like, yo, we're gonna do it for the sake of the event, but yo, what we want the league to do is show us how the footage looked after, and if we ain't liking it, if we ain't feeling it, then y'all can just vault it. You see what I'm saying? But for the sake of the event, I think it would have still been, you know what I'm saying, a good look. But, you know, I respected the fact that they, you know what I'm saying, they didn't want to do it or whatever, because they had already heard each other rounds and they was cool and all that stuff, whatever. But I just think, like, when it comes to booking, for me, it's a science to it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a science to it on so many different levels, not just the matchups, but you thinking about how these people are going to get to the event. You thinking about who's going to ride with who, who's coming from where, like all of that stuff all ties into you booking a dope card. And you can have a card that has a bunch of battles on there. It doesn't mean that it's going to be a dope event. You see what I'm saying? I done had cards where only 3-4 battles happened and the event was still crazy. You see what I'm saying? So the outcome of your event, how good it is, doesn't have anything to do with the number of battles you have on it. Now, I mean, if you only have one battle, then, yeah, that's kind of tough. But, you know what I'm saying, you can have 3-4 battles on a card, and if them Jones is good, it could still, you know what I'm saying, have you have a good, dope event.
Listen, hold on, Elijah. I'm going to tell you the last event I was right, and the battle was crazy. It was the last event I was at was yours.
That was the last event you came to? That was a minute ago, man.
Yeah, that's the last. You know,
that was definitely a minute ago.
But yo, listen, your event, I ain't gonna lie, man. It was like, yo, if events was ran so smoothly and everything like yours, man, they would be perfect. I ain't gonna lie.
You know, I've heard that, man. Like, I've heard that from a couple people, and you know, I'm honored at that. I think for us, it's about the experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing about FIGU Battle League that's different from other battle leagues is we not one of these leagues that have that mentality where, you know, we just trying to have a quick cash grab or anything like that. We care about people that actually come to the events having a good experience. So here it is. You ain't been to an event. That might have been maybe 2, probably even 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? But you remember the experience that you had, and you had such a good time that here it is. You still remember that, and you like, yo, like, this is how a battle rap event is supposed to be. Or when I go to events, I like for them to be like this. And that's how I looked at it. Like, when I was – before I had a lead, I was going to Trap Philly events. I was going to Trap New York events, Trap NJ events. I was going to NOC events. I was going to, you know, different league events. And it was things that, you know, I seen that I didn't like. Like, I don't smoke. So, you know, it's kind of hard for me to enjoy myself watching a rap battle that I paid to get in, and I got people blowing weed and cigarette smoke in my face. You know what I'm saying? I done got in the shower, and I done got all fresh. I'm smelling good. Beard oil on my beard. I go to the event, but now I come home smelling like ashtray. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is he looking at me like, well, damn, nigga, where were you at? You know what I'm saying? It was like, well, I was at the battle rap event. So I took the things I liked from certain events, and you know, applied them to how we do our things. But then the things I didn't, like, I kind of took them out. So, you know, in 5-6 years of doing this, we only had one event where you was able to smoke in the building, and that was the Siggy Philly event. But other than that, nah, you can't smoke in the building at our events. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, people.
And that's the thing.
It's a different experience.
Like, man, I respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry, but if you come into an event just to smoke, you don't need to be coming to that event. You know what I mean? You got to come
mm-hmm.
to, like, your talent. I still remember that. Every battle that night had everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, like, moving, energetic. It wasn't mm-hmm. like, you know, it was
mm-hmm.
dead. Nothing dead.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah. I mean, I said, it's about the experience, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put together an event and the people have a good time, they're able to enjoy themselves, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, you'll be able to have success because people are going to always want to come back. And that's what it's about. It's about, you know, having people want to come back. Like, I would go to certain events, you know, I would get a lot of love shown, and you know, that feeling that made me feel good, it was like, yo, you know what, I want to come back. You know what I'm saying? I would definitely come back and support, you know what I'm saying, this league, or you know, come back and support what, you know, these fellas is doing. And that's what it's about, man. That's what it's
right.
about. It's about that experience, man.
Facts. Okay. Well, look, hey, you know, we got another caller, you know what I mean? We're gonna get to him shortly. You want to give out your social media, man, guys, real quick?
Listen, man, they can find me on Instagram at True Lyrics the Beer Guy. They can find me on Twitter, Beer Guy 856. And as far as everything when it comes down to the Battle League stuff, on Instagram and on Twitter is under Push Your Pen. PUSHYAPEN. And if anybody want to know what's going on with CU, only thing they got to do is Google hashtag SYIGU. And everything is going to come up.
Yep. Right. Deb, you want to give out your social media?
All right. You want to hit me up on Facebook, you know, that's Evie Devilino Robinson, D. EVALENO, just similar to Jay Leno a little bit. ROBINSON, Robinson. My Instagram, that's Devilino _staywoke365, and y'all can hit me up on there. I'm gonna bring, you know, a couple more social medias back pretty soon, like Twitter and a few others. So stay tuned, and yeah, got a lot planned.
Right.
All right, sound like a move.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? We're going to spend that, you know, lock guys in real quick, man. I got to get my, you know, For the Record Radio and shout out to the whole team. You know what I mean? Spend that guys.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. PX in the building. Slot guys approved, you heard? Yeah.
Boy, they talking too much, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much, boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much.
Hush.
I'ma just keep it on silence. I don't promote the violence.
Nah.
All I know is the process.
Yeah.
Now that I cut off the nonsense.
Yeah.
Taking the loss in the process.
Yeah.
It's a boss thing and they watching.
Yeah.
Watching the money start clocking. They be like, Gaza, you did it. Nah, my vision's just vivid. The movie I paint is a mission. Hard times are still in the kitchen. No friends, nobody missing. It's a family thing and they tripping. Fly guys are gonna be great. Who cares if they hate? I'm well on the way. Give me the ball, I give them the shake. Couldn't be fake, it's not in my trade. So go ahead and wait while I'm killing the stage. More patience, the shorter the wait. I'ma live life, stay out of the way. Too old for the plate like a hockey game. Watch how I skate.
Watch how I skate. Watch how I skate. Watch how I skate.
Boy, they talking too much. 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 Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much.
Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Heard you was broke as a Dutch. They stuck in the clutch. All my peoples never needed a crutch. Always been a loner, never having a bunch. Shout out to my stoner, dad be having that crunch. Now I switch my flow now, time to get to the dope. You a okie doke on your own ground, sit that boogie down, now you know now. I went state to state, I seen love to hate. I had good people turn the paper plates, trying to show love and they show me hate. They don't understand or misunderstood. God gave me a plan and it's all good. I'm in my white nights and my black hood. In all hoods, it's fly guys and monster. Either way, my guy, I'm all good. It's fly guys or a monster. Either way, my guy, I'm all good. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much.
Man, that joint was crazy. You know, shout out Black Guys, and you know what I mean, with that hot track. You know, it's been a crazy show. You know, I believe we're going to spin a couple more tracks. You know what I mean? But, hey, I believe I got another call on the line. You know what I mean? Hey, guys.
Yo, what's going on? How y'all feeling today, man? It's 80 to fucking gray. How y'all feeling, man? RC smoking, AC smoking today on birthday party, man. How y'all doing on For the Record Radio?
Man, hey, I'm doing good. How you doing, AC?
Oh, man, great, man. I'm coming to show some love to my boy Gaza Rise and everybody that's doing their motherfucking thing. Semi Sayonara, you know what I'm saying? Kid Kush Money. Big up to my boy Gaza, man. I'm praying for everybody that lost somebody during this year, man, during this bad pandemic, man. I got a show every Sunday called The Great Bar Show tomorrow from 8 p.m. Central to 9 p.m. Central. Who all tuning in to the show. They know we do this shit 7 days a week. I thank God that I caught the time, man. I've been helping them fix all the plays and do all type of stuff, you feel me? And, you know, just being able to be here for a 66th birthday, and she not here, though, so. Man, I want to show some love to my people and them. Guys and them, keep up the good work doing what y'all doing, man. I come to spit some bars, or spit a couple of bars, like quick 16 or something off the head. And I want everybody to tune in to that hot shit, man. I want to hit me some hot shit. So how y'all feeling today, man?
Hey, I'm good, man.
You know, I come to bless your show, man. You feel me?
Right.
So I'm just going to give you this quick 16, you know what I'm saying? Some freestyle straight off the head and you let them bubble to this hot shit I say. Hot shit on the show, Saturday show. We do this shit 7 days a week. Everybody know we at their throat. Nobody do it like For the Record do it. Fuck with us. Fuck niggas don't really want to pull it. I'm on my gangster shit. You know how I be doing shit. I'm outside in the alley with a 45, but I'll dump it quick. Niggas be acting like they want it, but they don't want it, bitch. R.P. to my Hitchy Smoker. Yeah, we living it. And every day we got to pick ourselves up, man. Through the hard times, every day we on our grind. Niggas hating on the For the Record team. We on our grind. And every motherfucker can fuck them because the team is off. And know what it is, man. R.P. to my Hitchy Smoker, man. Big up to the team, man. A little freestyle for the thing.
Now let me tell you something about me. I'm a BEASTFAKE. You got a lot of bruise, but you still beat. Yeah. Hot shit. Jumping out the speaker hole.
Speaker hole.
Fresh, super clean. I'll be dripping hole.
Drippin'.
Fuck a op. Keep the 40. I'll be swerving hole. Sipping Remy with your bitch. Getting deep. Oh, hit me on the telly.
Yeah.
I got good crack.
Crack.
I got money, but if it looks sweet, let me rub that.
That.
Disrespect me, you be sleeping where the mud at. I got niggas from Philly that up from Chirac. Nigga, where the love at? Got to pray for the weak rappers. I'm the reason, man, cause I feel it's your Monday to Friday plus the weekend. And all of my guns, they sing like the weekend. Say less, I know I ain't one of the coldest, I'm just one of the best. And my niggas know I'm 100, so it's fuck the rest. And all that soft ass shit, tell that shit to your best. Cause my team getting money, you looking broke as a bitch. And the last thing you'll see is the 4 and the 5th. Shoot up your weight, get fritter on the 4th and the 5th. After the project, fuck nigga hustled on the 4th and the 5th. Weed rocks and blows, I had to think in the grip. Put it all in 10 tins, that's a major flip. Summertime in Minnesota, I made it snow in that bitch. Free my nigga out the feds, double digits a bid. And all a nigga wanted to do was take care of his kids. I'm an outstanding member, black and gray my fit. Elite at what I do, so respect that shit. You will never be hotter than me, so respect that shit. 1-5 diarrhea on you, I shit. Keep the pole, that's my dog, blue nose bitch. You pussy, so your head, I give it a split. Two bad bitches, that's true, I've been out of the split. Then I can't go back to you or you be kissing a bitch. Then it's back to getting money, ain't no I in clip. Me getting money, recognize that shit. I'm trying to get it straight now, you on that shoebox shit. Money overseas, offshore, count that shit. And if shorty got a ass, I'll tell her bounce that bitch. Treat my dick like a Harley, I'll tell her ride that bitch. You see a lick, you better call me, let me hit that bitch. And if she bad and she with you, let me hit that bitch. Take the money to the cleaners, gotta watch that shit. Cause all eyes on me like I'm pocket shit. And you know time pain like when you rock that lick. Eyes in the rear view, contraband not grip. Knock his head off his shoulders, he got killed with his blick. A nail with sweet line and playing beef in your bitch. I'm living my best life, I got no time for the stress. I'm 100 in the streets, I feel like Billy the Kid. Whack your mom and your daddy and kidnap your kid. Get laid in it, nigga, it's time to make your bed. And since you walking like you're coming, I gotta take your leg. Put the work in the pot, I gotta scramble the egg. While you was drinking a baby bottle, I was shooting that tank. And if you ain't gon' give, I'ma take my respect. I am hated of God, come to me to get blessed. Fuck the DA, the prosecutor is my last request. This for Trayvon Martin, all the blacks they kill. I can't see you on the moon, you must have missed the trip. And we got drums over here, what's the extra swell?
Crazy show, you know what I mean? A crazy battle rap talk episode. You know, tune in next week, you know what I mean? Also, coming right up in a couple seconds or a couple minutes, we got my man Dev, you know, coming through with his talk, you know what I mean, with his show debuting tonight, right after mine. So everybody tune in to my man Dev's show, you know what I mean? It's been a crazy episode, but we got... Yeah, I mean, Dev, you there?
Yep, I'm here. Yeah, okay. Just getting ready, yeah, that's all. Yep.
You know what I mean? Everybody tune in to my man Dev, knock it out the park. You know what I mean? Where he going to be talking everything. So, hey, man, let's get it. I hope everybody follow me over there.
All right.
All right.
From miles away, but I'ma still be me at the end. Loyalty is gone.
Beyonce Noel.
I can see them sliding and they watch, but ain't got shit to say. Talk behind your back, they give you dab and smile up in your face. I ain't with the back and forth, you better stay out my way. Said he hanging on us cause they mad, they can't jack our way. It's a landslide, but right now I'm with the guap. They try to knock us down cause they saying we were too hot. All eyes on us, got us feeling like we too pop. They can't keep up, they don't know what to do with us. Yeah, yeah. I heard these niggas want me dead. I ain't no killer, but no push me, I ain't scared.
So I gotta keep it on one in the head, just in case a nigga run up, I can feel his ass with lead. Steady mobbing with my gillings, but niggas know that I'm crip. They the cash out where you come from, cause you stay dropping these tips. Dropping bombs back to back, they thinking I'm a kind of flex. They don't wanna see me win, rather me dead or in that jam. This is Wells, put me on, no friends trying to come along. Now they trying to jack my way, they see a youngin' going up. It's praise up to my days, that loyalty is all I know. Had to cut some ties with people just so I can level up. I can see them flying and they watch but ain't got shit to say. Talk behind your back, they give you death and smile up in your face. I ain't with the back and forth, so you better stay out my lane. Steady hanging on us cause they mad, they can't jack away. It's a land, but I'm with the guap. They try to knock us down, say we was too high. Whole lives on us, got us feeling like we too pop. They can't keep up, don't know what to do with us.
I can smell they hate, they pocket watching, needs is robbing me. I lost a lot of faith, can't conversate, I gotta make it brief. I got demons, I'ma comfort them before they come for me. And before I chase a thought around, I'd rather chase the Hennessy. How you with me if you ain't can tell by the way you moving? Please don't play me like I'm stupid. You love me, you gotta prove it. Wanna put me in the box, but they see me and never shoot it. I be on your land sliding, them niggas be acting foolish. I know they sick when they see us on TV. And I can't trust you motherfuckers, cause niggas be greedy. But now I'm flexing on you niggas, I'm eating my Wheaties. No competition, swear I feel like I'm barely competing. Just being rugged, depressed and beat it, you niggas broke. They couldn't measure my money long as it doesn't flow. You foul niggas, she do me, then she gon' do the bro. You gon' dick if you hatin', don't make me let it flow.
I can see them flying and they watch but ain't got shit to say. Talk behind your back then give you dab and smile up in your face. I ain't with the back and forth so you better stay out my lane. Steady hanging on us cause they mad they can't jack away. It's a land but I'm with the guap. They try to knock us down say we was too high. Whole lives on us got us feeling like we too pop. They can't keep up don't know what to do with us.
Oh yeah. I know y'all know that track right there. That's that hot track. Fly Gaza. That's them. My boy got some hits, man. He got hits all day long. Y'all ain't with the program? You better get with the program. We do this 7 days a week right here on Fortune Record Radio. We got us. You know. Oh, sorry. That was Cash Out. That's right. 83 Cash Out. Yeah. So we gonna turn it up, and you here with Devilino Robinson, and this is what we do. Now, welcome to my first show. I ran it one time before, but we about to turn it up tonight like never before. Knock it out the park with Devilino Robinson. We are here. We are finally here. I'm finally on the team. It was coming. It was anticipating. Y'all kept hearing me calling and calling nonstop. So call in. You want to be on here, get your promo. You want to be on here doing all that, talking about sports and music, because that's what we about to do. The number is 929-477-2425. So after this next jam, we're going to do what it is. We're going to see if we got any callers, and we're going to start talking about some sports first. Then we're going to talk about some music, and then we're just going to turn up with the show. So go ahead, guys. Play a nice track for me. Matter of fact, let it be a track, since this is sports and music and everything. See if you got some sports songs to kick it off with. Like, see if you got some, what's that song? Oh, yeah, that basketball song by Curtis Blow and or anything else. And we just going to vibe. We're going to do the damn thing, y'all. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, Devilino. My nigga. Yo, we here with Devilino Robinson, his first show. If y'all don't know this voice by now, it's your boy Fly Gaza. We only skin independent artist music, my nigga. 7 days a week. This is what we do. We ain't got, yo, that's a good call, though, yo. If any artist is listening right now and you got any sports songs, tap in with Devilino Robinson right now. You heard? Let's get that in there. That's actually a good thing. I don't have no basketball, football music. Like, rappers don't want to do that no more. But you know what we do? We got some good dancing music. How about that? I got some shit right now. Let's get everybody going right now. I got you. Let's get it.
Yeah. It's for the homies right here. What's blazing? 64 grams, dollar bill. They call me Hokey 4-5, said I'm from Castle Hill. I'm the man where I'm from and I run my city. The homie told me Billy love, I said I love my Billy. I know some hoes that be selling pussy on the low. She did the gang, but we ain't pay, now that's a double O. These niggas say they run the town, but I don't see them, though. You fuck around and gun them down and catch a Peter, bro. Ask my blazers, they know that's the type of shit I'm on. I never shine by myself, I put my niggas on. She from the south, she said she love me cause I'm from New York. She love my sling, she wanna hear me spit that Billy talk. Okay. I told her Billy rockin', Billy rollin', my Billy's noticed. I will really pop him, I'm fully loaded, that's Billy Ocean. Let me finger pop her, I bend her over, that pussy soaking. I was getting busy all in that pussy, I beat it over. Man, somebody tell him free the homie Pistol Pete. He held it down, them niggas told cause them niggas weak. Axe around, I was the wildest nigga in the Jets. My nigga ate my nigga real, they held down Lafayette. BZ won't die, move, yeah, that's Monroe. If you bangin' and you blazin', let them guns go. Hold my niggas murder and they go hard. 130, that's a roll call. I heard some homies in the building, where them niggas at? I heard some moets in the building, where my bitches at? I'm the man where I'm from and I run my city. The homie told me Billy love, I said I love my Billies. I'm the man where I'm from and I run my city. The homie told me Billy love, I said I love my Billies. I know a snitch named Paulie, he the biggest rat. I heard some killers looking for him, I pray they get his ass. The homie said don't keep them sucking niggas round you. I told him we don't fuck with lanes, I'm from Soundview. All my niggas murder and they go hard. 130, that's a roll call. I beat the trap, but I'm still a felon, I'm still a menace. They ask who the realest, my name ain't mentioned, I feel offended. I was really whipping bricks in that kitchen, I really did it. I'm a living legend, breathing the reason you niggas rapping. Know some real live niggas, that's from Cortland. They body niggas, they don't really do the talking. I know some real live niggas out in Edenwall. If they get knocking, they don't rap, them niggas keep it tall. I heard some homies in the building, where my niggas at? I heard some Moets in the building, where my bitches at? All my niggas murder and they go hard. 130, that's a roll call. And I run my city, I said I love my Billies, yeah, I run my city, what? Yeah, I love my Billies, Romsky, that's the blazer, he be acting silly, and my nigga really nice when he do the millie, Romsky, that's the blazer, he be acting silly, and my nigga really nice when he do the millie, now get googly, yeah, get googly, yeah, get googly, get googly, and we go hard. All my niggas murder and we go hard, yeah, we go hard. All my niggas murder and we go hard,
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I like that, dude. I like that. I'm still rocking. That sounds like a classic right there. That's your boy Hocus 45, roll call. Now that sounds like something right there that should be on next. What is going next? That NBA 2K22. I'm going to hit up a few of my connections and see if I can get that song. I'm going to find out his information. I'm going to definitely find his information. And I'm going to, I got to see if I can get that song on a video game. Yeah, because that's right there. I was rocking my head, nodding the whole time. So I like that type of style right there. That could be, a sports song right there. It was kind of like dance music, but still. So I'm with it, So you here now. He's from the Bronx as well, New York City. I like New York City, always have. Shout out to the New York Knicks as well. They doing some things. The Knicks is trying to come back as well this year. They out there scrambling, trying to get all the pieces they can. I had just heard that they trying to pick up Kimball Walker. Yeah, if they get Kimball Walker, they need a point guard. They ain't have a real, real point guard in a minute, since like Walt Frazier and stuff. I mean, they had a nice team back when they had the, Carmelo was with the Knicks
and they messed all that up. Everybody went everywhere. They had too much star power, to be honest. You know, that's a lot to handle. It was a lot for Isaiah Thomas to come and handle. Even before that, it was a lot for Phil Jackson to handle as well. So, yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. But we're going to talk about that. Matter of fact, I'll talk a gavel in it a little bit about it now. You know, right now, my boy Raj, I talk to him every day. He was just on doing this thing, you know, as well, and he was talking his battle rap talk. But I always talk to him, and we talk about, you know, a lot of basketball. We talk about the NBA because the season's about to start, a lot about to start up. So he loves his Lakers. He talks about them Lakers. The Lakers is going to do this. Lakers going to take over. Lakers going to win it all. Lakers got a star lineup. Lakers was nice last year, you know, and they just needed the missing pieces. Now this year, they still got Anthony Davis, still got LeBron. You know, they went out there and they picked up an ill roster. They got, now they got Westbrook. You know, it's crazy. And so they just picking all that they can. They trying to get that title. They trying to bring it back, you know. Kobe really meant something to them, you know, rest in peace to Kobe, the family, his daughter, all that. That was a tragedy that happened. You know, now you see a lot of pictures more of Kobe, you know, as well. People honored him when he was living, but it's like once somebody passed away, they get way more honor, even more and everything. But I wish that they could have seen that honor when they was here much more. But, you know, it is what it is. So we on this sports talk and everything. I never really been a Lakers fan, you know, but always liked players from the Lakers. I was in love with Shaq and Kobe, that whole trio. Robert Horry, I would play the video game and I'd trash anybody with the Lakers, Draymond threes. So, now, since we on the topic, shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks for winning that championship, for doing their thing. I thought it was going to be the Suns. I really thought Suns was going to get it, was going to grasp it, was going to do their thing, but they didn't. So it is what it is, you know. Shout out to the Bucks one more time. I want to see if they're going to be able to do it again next season. I don't think so because, you know, the Lakers is tough. You know, Cleveland trying to do some things. The Clippers trying to come back as well. You know, it's a lot of teams that's getting their stuff together. The Sixers trying to do something again. It's going to be a fight. You know, it's going to be like a battlefield for this to see who really want that title, really want them rings. And, you know, it is where it is. That's just how it's supposed to be. I grew up watching basketball, and I was watching it in the era where the Michael Jordan and all of us doing their thing. So, yeah. So we here, knock it out the park with Devilino Robinson, and we doing our thing. This is sports talk, but we also going to be doing music as well. So sports and music, that's what you're going to hear, you know, every Saturday with me as well, 10:30 to 11. So, yeah, we got some, yeah, we got some callers. And definitely, let's bring the caller on. We got some callers, and, you know, y'all come on here, you know, and do y'all thing. You know, we'll let y'all, you know, let y'all get y'all shine. So bring that caller up, guys.
Yeah.
All right. How you doing, caller? What's up with you? Who are you and where you from?
Hey, Cash Out, man, New York City, man.
Oh, my boy Cash Out. That's right. That's right. Yeah, man. I love everything you do, man. I love your music. Your stuff always get played, you know, here on 40 Record Radio and everything. And I'll be listening every single time. A lot of times I've even requested them to play your music because I like hearing your stuff. So, you know, I was always one of the top callers. So next thing you know, they end up giving me a spot on here as well now. So this is Knock It Out the Park with Devilino Robinson, man. So go ahead, you know, you want to get some shout-outs, you can. You want to give a little promo, you can. You want to talk about any events coming up, you know. You even want to spit some bars, you can.
Yeah,
and, you know, yeah.
I'm keeping moves well private, but I'm working. I'm definitely working, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
See you soon, man. Drop another song. Probably on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Shout out to everybody on For the Record, man. Shout out to everybody that's working, you know what I'm saying, grinding and shit.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, keep doing your thing, man. Definitely. You want to go ahead and give anybody, you know, your social medias and everything, so where they can all find you and everything as well?
You can find me on IG, 3_cashout, Facebook, 6Stepper, all music platforms, 83cashout.
All right. Okay. All right, bet. All right, you know this song right here that we about to play the little snippet of. Go ahead, Gava.
Oh man, that's that fire, man. A3 Cash Out featuring
Right.
Bridge. We go by Ty Dynasty now. You know what I'm saying? It's next to me right there, man.
Okay, all right. Go ahead. Yeah, well, introduce your track, and we're going to let that joint rock out. Well, you done already did that, so go ahead, guys. But yeah, let that joint play.
Break off your back, girl, break off your back, girl. Come over, you ain't gotta be shy, come closer. Girl, you look so better, bent over. From the back of my hands on your shoulders. Come closer, when I eat it up, not left over. Line your body on a nigga like soaker. For your touch and I lose composure. Controller, put your bed, spread your legs on the sofa. Fight me back like a soldier. Good sex, but the drunk will be sober. Let me hold ya, scream my name when you come for the culture. Scratch my back when you come for the culture. Then we break, then we start all over. My wifey, to me, pero, lay next to me, lay next to me, lay next to me. Siéntate, no ven aquí. Esta bella, ya my wifey, to me, pero, lay next to me, lay next to me, lay next to me.
Come over, nobody has to know that you're giving out private shows. Let it when you drop that thing, bring it up real slow wine for me, girl. Licking my lips like hell, I need love. Arching your back while I'm deep inside. It's cold in the room, but when I body touch, I can feel the temperature rising. Usually don't drink, but tonight we gon' sip. Came with your girl, so I pulled up with Brick. Addicted the way she rotated her hips. I can tell her high school, she the whole old champ. Come over, so I can pull your back out. Freaky girl, put it over here, slip now, yeah. It's a landslide party, cash out top bricks.
Radio, we got us. That was right there, hot track. We just had the artist on here, 83 Cash Out, you know, featuring T.Y. Dynasty next to me. Yeah, I like that. I like, you know, I like any type of song like that that got that type of feel, that got that type of vibe and, you know, that type of wave with it and it just be bumping. You know, reggae been here for a minute, you know, so for
rappers to start doing something with them, and hip-hop artists is, and you got all type of styles, like, jumping on that, and that's the way, that's the move right now. You got to be versatile. You can't stick, you know, with the same stuff. You know, everybody been doing rap for a long time. Everybody been doing hip-hop for a long time. You know, so sometimes you got to do some reggae songs. You got to do some pop songs. You know, you got to do some sports songs. You got to switch it up. You got to know how to, you know, you want to be an icon, you know, you got to keep moving. So since we're here, the name of this show is Knock It Out the Park. So, you know, we're going to talk about sports mainly, and we still going, you know, get to some music as well. But, you know, guys was looking for somebody for a long time to have on here to, you know, do sports shows. So, boom. So that's what it was. You know, I came and, you know, boom, and I dropped it on them, and I'm here now. So since the name is Knocking Out the Park, you know, I've been watching a little baseball today, and I've been watching baseball. Grew up on baseball for a long time. You know, growing up as a kid, I used to go to a lot of baseball games. You know, I missed that. My dad, you know, me and him, we used to do a lot of that or whatever. Shout out to him, too. Today was my dad's 75th birthday as well, too. And it was funny, you know, because we had a good time today. And the whole family was together, and I knew that tonight, you know, I had a show to run. Told my family, they all was proud of me. And then I looked on TV, and it was nothing but sports on the TV. Baseball was playing, the Phillies playing the Mets, and look on the other TV, you know, basketball playing because the summer league just started. So I'm like, oh yeah, this is it. I love it. This is the Mecca. So, yeah, I'm going to start watching, you know, some more baseball again. I ain't get to really see who won that game, you know, earlier. I had to leave the restaurant a little early, you know, as well. But, yeah, shout out to my teams. Let me see. Baseball-wise, I would say always like Diamondbacks, you know. I like the Mets, you know. Of course, shout out to the Yankees. Yankees always been crushing it, man, you know. Dang. So, yeah, I'm going to get back into that. Football, you know, NFL is coming back soon, too. And, you know, I don't even, my Giants, my New York Giants, man, we ain't had nothing for us in a minute, man. But I ain't just going, you know, trade my team or drop them. You know, I've been liking some other teams, you know, along the way, too. So shout out to the football players as well, you know, and everything like that as well. So, let me see, what else? You know, we just got a lot going on, you know. I'm starting to get back into sports. You know, the pandemic is still here, of course. It ain't over. COVID's still here. People getting all that stuff again, you know, but that don't mean, you know, for us to stop going to sports games. All the fans is back. You know, fans is back in the arena for basketball. They be back in the arena for football. They be back, you know, for everything. They already back for baseball. You know, I watch a little wrestling. They even back for wrestling. Like you know, they back for UFC. So, yeah, and we're going to talk about all that here. You know, actually, it's a UFC fight tonight, actually. I think it's some guy named Walter supposed to go against Kane tonight, and they supposed to tear up. I was looking at that earlier. That's going to be gruesome. So, you know, I'm definitely down to start getting into that. You know, I was doing a little UFC growing up myself, too. So that's a sport as well. So, all right. You know, we're going to I don't know if we got any more callers or not, but if not, we don't got no more callers, you know, next up, you know, we just play another track, you know, another banger, you know, another hit and everything and keep moving like that. So go ahead, guys, do what you do and spin another track, and I'm going to come back, you know, talk about some more sports, and then I'm going to, you know, yeah, talk about a little music if anybody want to talk about some music too, but we're going to mainly stick to sports.
I told him the whole lot, didn't I? Yeah. I was getting in my best duffel. So they can act like they know.
I got the plug on some cables.
I got the
plug that look like some mail.
Like
I got that Fiji, that water.
That
I mix that lean in
that
bagel.
I'm
very important. In the city of God.
I'm
very important. In the city of God. I put a brick on the table. I cannot wait for no labels.
I
need that whip with the stars.
With the
I'm talking more horse than the stable.
I'm
very important in the city of God.
City of God.
I'm very important in the city of God. Piss in the table. It's bigger than
like Tony Montana, my young and Diego. He put a brick on the table. We cannot wait for no labels. I'm not with the scandals, but cool with the scammers. We fly like we ramble, we all through the band, and we work in the angle to get out the Lambo. I'm lit like a candle. Hated to love it, it don't even matter. I wanted the budget, I went out and got it. They told me I'd never be something, we'll talk about nothing, cause look who the hottest. Blizzard with ammo, beam with the grip on the handle. All through the hood like a Tanner, I'm blood like the cable. Cover to look like some mail. Digity clock me the scale. Trippin' that TJ, got water to label. We poppin' a couple of fagels. Got Perkin' for team. Shout out my doctor that know I got pride, but strive me to see. It's war, we at it again. Look at my body, say you see the scars. Survival the fittest, the city is God. I put a brick on the table. I got the plug on some cables. Cover up that look like some mail. I got that Fiji, that water. I mix that lean in that bagel. I'm very important. In the city of God. I'm very important. In the city of God. I put a brick on the table. I cannot wait for no labels. I need that whip with the stars. I'm talking more hearts than the stables. I'm very important in the city of God. I'm very important in the city of God.
I drove fans kicking down the door, ran in the spot looking for us, but we ain't there. Watch your back behind your bros, cause niggas to tell you they love you, then Leah. And yo, but you eat it. She gave me the neck and the beam, but she blocking your car, she a cheater. Car, she a cheater. Fucked on your hoe, hit her like buzzer beaters. Crossing these niggas and dunking no bitches, little nigga, I feel like I'm John Wall. Put me in coach, I just won't bar. I can't fuck with these rappers, they cornball. Hang out the window unless they catch fungus. If we find out it's really some war dog. Well, I put the guns down, walk up on the clown, my fist, and I put them on world stars. Seen it all from afar, the hits, the fans, the vision. The young nigga always knew that I would get a ticket. Sat back and watch your clowns blow up from a distance. But now it's time to run it up until we get a billion. Ain't no rap cap, little nigga, this is serious. Took the pop back, grab a fucking water whipping. Junkies in my phone, back to back, got them itching. Grab a 4-5 times fly, let's get it.
I got the plug on some cables. Cover up that look like some mail. I got that Fiji, that water. I mix that lean in that bagel. I'm very important. In the city of God. I'm very important. In the city of God. I put a brick on the table. I cannot wait for no labels. I need that whip with the stars. I'm talking more horse than the stable. I'm very important. In the city of God. I'm very important. In the city of God.
Yeah, that's another hit right there. That's a banger right there. That joint would be on, you know, a video game too. Nice little sports game as well. You know, either whether it's 2K, whether it's the next Madden, you know, yeah, whether it's a UFC game, all that. That's right there was Dollars, De Niro, City of God. He from Minnesota, and I like that. I mess around, have that play again, you know, next week. Next Saturday on the show again, you know, as we do it again, we're knocking out of the park with Devlino Robinson. So, now we're here to talk about sports mainly. We're going to get to some music too, but mainly, you know, like I signed up, you know, mainly to keep it on the sports level, really. So, since I had brought that up and everything, and y'all had just heard me talking about, you know, some football. You heard me talking about the NFL. Now, tonight, I didn't even know. I got to catch up, you know, later on tonight. I'll watch it later. They had the NFL had a little thing tonight. And if y'all want to know what was going on, it was the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame ceremonies was tonight. You know, guys got up there and they did their thing. You know, they spoke about their life. They spoke about their careers. You know, they appreciation what, you know, football meant to them, what the game meant to them. Everything like that, because this is to them, that's their life, that's their goal, that's their dream, that's their baby, you know, that's everything. It don't matter, you know, how many championships they won, how many rings they had always, or, you know, as long as they made a legacy, as long as they became legendary, they got that history, they solidified themselves, you know, they made their family happy, things like that. So, yeah, shout out to Isaac, you know, Bruce as well, for getting in the Hall of Fame. That was always one of my boys. You know, he was with a couple teams. I liked him when he was with the Rams as well. Shout out to my boy, you know, Edgerrin James. Like, oh, that was my dog. I would watch him and just run through and chuck through everybody. Like, he was a beast when he was with the Hawks, you know. He was, like, similar to, you know, Jerome Bettis, because I always liked the Steelers as well, always liked Jerome Bettis. And he would just, you know, pick people up
and carry him on his back to the touchdown. He ain't played. He'll truck through everybody, throw you to the side, move you out of the way. And when I played video games, I picked the Steelers, and I would juke move him with him every time. So, you know, shout out to them definitely for making the Hall of Fame, you know, tonight as well. That's some big honor. That's some big shoes to fill. That's love right there. I know they happy. You know, I've got to watch that after this over, definitely. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to catch up on some UFC, too, tonight after this is over as well. Catch, you know, see who all won all the fights as well on that. And, yeah, you got to keep up with your sports, man. You know, I don't just keep up with, you know, NBA. I don't just keep up with NFL, you know, basketball and all that, you know. I don't just keep up with UFC. You know, once in a while I still watch a little wrestling, you know, and things like that. But still, I watch, you know, golf. I watch baseball as well. You know, you got to watch all sports or whatever. And me, I love every single sport there is. So, hell yeah. So, all right. You know, you're here with Devlino Robinson on Knock It Out the Park. And it looks like we got a caller. So we're going to go ahead and bring this caller up and, you know, come on here, man, and talk your talk, you know, say who you are and, you know, what you do. Yeah. Bring him on up, guys.
Yo.
What's good? What's good?
What's the word? Yo, Nicky Slime calling in. You feel me?
Okay, okay. That's what's up, man. Go ahead, you know, the floor is yours, you know, say what you do and everything, you know, and after that, you know, if you want to give a little promo, got anything coming up, any little shout outs on your social medias, yeah.
Ah, man, I just wanted to check out the show, man. I always show love. It's Nicky Slime calling from out of Chicago. My rap, you know what I mean? Got a project coming in September, Confessions of a Shooter. I got some shit cooking up. Just dropped a video, Mafia, like last week. That's heating up. I did a cover to that Project Pat, that Cheese and Dope instrumental. I brought that back to life. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let me see. Do you know this song right here that we about to play a little snippet of? Go ahead, guys. Let's do what you do.
Mafioso Music, the label.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up right there, yo.
Okay, okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and, you know, we're going to go ahead and let that joint rock out. You know, this is what we do right here. We support the artists, so, yeah. Much love to you.
Let's go. Appreciate it. Much love to
you.
Oh,
yeah. You can go ahead and introduce your track as well. Go ahead, man.
It's your boy, Nicky Slime, the biggest fucking slime. Chicago stand up. Cabrini Green stand up. 1300 stand up. This is my latest single, On Me, produced by Maniac Tracks. Let's go crazy.
Mafioso Music, the label. The label.
Kill a city, $100,000 phone, but still can't get a penny. It's Mickey, Slime, or Mickey, Moolah. I'm the jefe, and I'm the shooter. They know I'm trained to go, get low, I aim and blow. Fuck who we claim to know, I'm about to stay in the flow. MC
I bang the four. You know we crack the six. Dead ops is what I smoke. This ain't no rapping shit. A demon, I'm scheming, I'm leaning, I'm lurking, I'm sliding, I'm slimy, I'm rolling, it's working. No BM on my dick, it ain't my fault, I'm groovy. We made a porno flick and hit the club and shot a movie. I copped a 20 ounce and then I dropped the deuce. Block up on my hip, I gave the chop to Uzi. Glizzy, homie.
Boom.
Oh, do no lack.
Do no lack.
Nah.
Nah.
Ricky. Homie.
Crack.
I got it off the back.
Yeah.
Off the back.
Yeah.
Bitches. On me. They on me. They on me. Ho, I got action.
I got action.
Woo. Woo. Don't run up. On me.
Don't do
on
that.
Me. You know I'm clapping. I gave a Glock to Thule so I can do my dance. You know my pocket's oozing and I got stupid bands. I'm about to cash out and bulletproof a new sedan. Shoot out in the parking lot, I urge you shoot a ran. Pull up, hop out, pop out, block out, get low, take cover, you better watch out. Gun line, bitch, we don't play. Gonna be a DOA. Today might be your day. Find that way your people stay. Don't make me bug, I'm cool as hell. Cause I'm flipping broad day and don't care who gon' tell. I'ma let that Ruger yell. I'm going, I'm blowing, I'm throwing shell. I'm knowing my soul is going to hell. Glizzy, on me.
Boom.
I don't do no lack.
Nah, nah.
Ricky, on me. I got it off the back.
Yeah.
Off the back and off the back. Bitches on me.
Don't lie, my Mercy, stand the fuck up. Fly.
I got it sold up. Sold in the 9. That's the new day, 11:59. I throw my set up like a picket sign. My nigga shiesty and I'm the biggest sign. Yeah, I got it sold up, it's pretty mine. I got a new bitch,
it's
fine. I get my dick up,
anytime.
What that blicky like, pussy, it's a 9. Turn heads when I pass, come and look at this shit. Bankroll, king fold like a book in this bitch. I ain't looking for no wife, I wanna hook a little bitch. I don't need a girlfriend, I need to push a little bitch. Serving everybody from Anoka to the Paul. Dope fiends at the door, got hella smokers in the hall. Yeah, my uncle might get high, but he'll smoke you for a ball. Got two open cases, still screaming, fuck the law. Got it sold up,
sold
in the 9. That's a new day, 11:59. I throw my set up like a picket sign. My nigga shiesty and I'm the biggest sign. Yeah, I got it sold up,
sold
to the mine,
to
put a trap pouch on inside.
In
the day I sold an 8-ball, 50 times, and if I gotta take some, you gon' get me mine. Mickey slime out the cut, watch me walk on this bitch. I should have a gang leader come and talk on this shit. Left a 40 in the whip, but got the Hulk in this bitch. Got some hoes off the perkies and the soap in this bitch. I go wherever, do whatever, biggest boss they ever seen. Shorty, I'm a Mickey Cobra from the rock to Evergreen. I got some strippers on my left, some chillers on my right. I put that money on your head, they gon' kill them on the spot. I got it sold up,
sold in the 9. That's the new day, 11:59. I throw my set up like a picket sign. My nigga shiesty and I'm the biggest sign. I got it sold up, sold
in the 9. That's the new day, 11:59. I throw my set up like a picket sign. My nigga shiesty and I'm the biggest sign. Biggest sign.
I like that right there. You know, that's two hits back to back. That was just a caller that we just had on. You know, shout out to him as well. First, we played, you know, Mickey Slime on me. Then, you know, back to back again, like I said, played another one of his hits. Played, you know, Sold Up. So that both of them, man, both of them joints definitely slap. You ain't never hear nobody say slap. That's what it means. You know, them joints, they knock. You know, so, yeah. We got some stuff going on. You hear, man. You hear we're knocking out the park. We definitely know Robinson. You know, we're talking about sports mainly, man. You know, we're going to talk about all the sports going on. You know, we're going to talk about a lot. Every sport you're going to hear about on here. We're going to get to the music too, man. But definitely, you know, it is what it is. Like, I love this. I'm glad that I got this chance, you know, to be here to do this, you know, because I love doing what I do, you know. Love doing everything, you know. I do it all. You know, I do a lot of music myself, a lot of promotion myself. You know, I do a lot of rap myself, a lot of battles. I run my own league, you know, and I like to freestyle as well. And I kept calling in, and next thing you know, that they, you know, blessed me with my own show. So I definitely appreciate all the love. I love, you know, 40 Record Radio. You know, the team is great. Love my team, man. You know, love guys. I love Roger, Aid Baker, Simi, you know, everybody, King Kush, and, yeah, everybody else that be doing it as well, you know. So shout out to the whole squad. And, you know, yeah, like I said, you know, tonight was the Hall of Fame. So I'm gonna check out everybody that was on that Hall of Fame, you know, for the NFL. I think one of the names was Jim Corbett as well. So he did a lot in the NFL too as well, you know. So I want to see what's going to happen, you know, as the years go on. Who else could be in the Hall of Fame, you know, for next year and everything, you know. I always like to watch that, whether it's Hall of Fame for basketball, Hall of Fame for football, Hall of Fame, you know, for baseball, whatever, any sport. So definitely, you know, I can't wait for the season to start. Like, yeah, I'm going to be watching some football. I'm going to be watching some basketball. Because, you know, I'm going to be betting against them Lakers as well. I got to mess with Roger. You know, I got to mess with them. Even though the Lakers, got they stacked. You know, so I want to see who's going to challenge them. I want to see who's going to try to, you know, steal that championship. You know, the Warriors, they coming back. The Warriors getting all their players. You know, they was hurt for a while. They whole squad went down. Everybody, Thomas, you know, Curry, like, Durant, then Durant left, and Durant, you know, went over at Brooklyn now. Like, that's the new team. You know, ever since Jay-Z picked them up, you know, they turned around. So it is what it is, you know, but it's a lot of competition, you know. Like, Charlotte turned around, you know, it's just, yeah. We got some fighting. We got some fighting going on, you know, in that basketball. Kevin, what's his name? Yeah, Kevin Garnett is trying to buy the Timberwolves and everything, and I think it was saying, when I read it, I think he was saying that he want to change their name. He want to turn the Timberwolves, you know, he going to scrape their whole name. He going to keep where they at in the city, you know, but he wants to bring the Supersonics back, so he going to change their name, you know. So it's probably going to be, that's going to be weird, you know. How you going to be in, you know, dang, how you going to do that, you know. He want to change the Timberwolves to the Supersonics. Well, okay, we're going to have to see how that go out, how that look about, you know, and everything. So, you know, he wanna do a lot of things. So, yeah, it is what it is, you know. It's going to be an exciting year. The fans is back, like I said, to watch every sport this year. They've been excited. They've been waiting to come to the sports games. And, you know, because that's love right there. You love to see your favorite player out there, you know, going for, you know, whether it's a Super Bowl, going for that ring, or whether it's an NBA championship, whatever, or, you know, winning a Grand Slam or whatever it is, whatever may be the case. So, yeah, you know, I grew up a sports fan, so I love it. So I'm thankful for this opportunity and everything. You know, I'm loving it. So, yeah, guys, let's go ahead and, you know, we ain't got no callers on, you know, well, no more callers, or, you know, probably going to be some more. We'll see how the night goes before I'm out of here. But if not, you know, kick another track, kick another hot track, and we're going to keep this thing moving. We're going to keep this train. Yeah, go ahead.
shit. Me, I'm in my lane shit. Never went to court, a nigga ducking all arraignments. All about my dollars, I got niggas I make change with. Niggas on payments, put your body on a pavement. Walking with the stick, niggas thought I was a caveman. I stole my target, so you know I ain't gon' miss it. I suggest you change your tone. NBA, I'm in my zone. I got folks that face the light, still pray that they make it home. I got a warrant, then I probably shouldn't carry chrome. I just got amazing dome, call me, I don't answer phones. I said she called me, I don't answer phones. Texas ain't delivering, I turned her disturbing on. Yeah. I said I turned her disturbing on. Yeah. Yeah. I promise on my mama I do not lie. All that gangsta shit, nigga, that will not fly. All that talking tough, but I look you out of eye. Talking crazy to my niggas, that will not fly.
We really in it. DJ, when I come through your block, just watch how I spin it. Digit scale with me, I'm adding up all the digits. I can never lie, and this pistol on me, my witness. Trust me, that will not fly. I feel like I'm top five. I feel like I'm Mike Jack, this 40 making cha-cha. I feel like I'm Gotti catching bodies, I got mob ties. I feel like the plug, I'm well connected like I'm Wi-Fi. Shoot a clapping all over your head, that's a high five. Movie can't get spooky, talking sci-fi. Prince all in my city, feel like Saha. Niggas always capping, I'm like voila. Make that shit just disappear like voila. From the trenches, know I came out the gutter. Fourth and inches, I go hard for my brother. No, he ain't never stutter. Clip dirty, but this hand do his rubber. I let it fly, it's homicide when we coming. Yeah.
I promise on my mama, I do not lie. All that gangsta shit, nigga, that will not fly. All that talking tough, but I look you out of eye. Talking crazy to my niggas.
That was another hot track, another hit right there. That's from my boy, A1. A1, not fly. Yeah, that's my boy. He's been on here a lot of times. He's been on, for the record, many times. He done got interviewed. He done came on here, called in, did his thing, promo. He done came on here, spit some tracks on his joint, everything. You know, yeah, he got fire. You know, check him out. Look him up. You know, he got some battles. He heating up, you know, my boy Roger be trying to set things up and everything. So he really, you know, trying to set up me versus A1 pretty soon. He trying to set up a lot of things, a lot of battles for me. But I understand that, you know, you got to keep it moving, keep it going. So, you know, that's one of them that he's trying to set up. He's trying to set up, you know, me versus Dizzy Spades and a couple other ones. We're going to talk about that another time, you know, on his show mainly. So, but right now, you know, you here with me, you here with Devilino, you know, Devilino Robinson on Knock It Out the Park, you know, and we're going to mainly keep this on sports level. We're going, you know, we got some music, of course, because we're going to play the music, you know, we're going to play the tracks, and we're going to talk about some heat, you know, when we have some artists on here more, you know, they're going to get their shine, they're going to get interviewed as well, you know. We're going to do shows like that, too, where, you know, I'm going to have some people on here sometimes that, you know, maybe, you know, some sports people, they may play basketball. Ball, you know, maybe a coach or whatever, you know, we going got some connections. I got some people that's brewing as well. So, you know, this is just my first show. So, you know, stay tuned. You never know who you'll hear on here. You never know who you get interviewed on here as well. So definitely, you know, right now, shout out to Team USA, definitely. You know, I've been watching the Olympics and everything. I always love that, you know. Since we're on some sports level and everything, I got to talk about that. You know, always love the Olympics, you know, when they be doing their thing. You know, they be doing that. They be running. I seen a girl the other day. She dusted everybody. She blew past the crowd, man. So, yeah, I love it, man. Like, you're going to baton, all that stuff, you know, flipping and doing all that great stuff they do, acrobatics and keeping it moving. Team USA for the women, they looking good. You know, Team USA for the men, all that, you know. Yeah, like, I used to, growing up, you know, I grew up, you know, around a lot of foreigners and everything, and I had, like, Spanish in my family and everything, so I kind of was, like, in, you know, other teams. Before Team USA, I was, like, in, like, you know, Barcelona and Brazil, and the list goes on and everything, and, you know, I had, like, a couple of them from, you know, when Dirk, whatever, his teams and all them, you know, Stojakovic and, you know, a couple of their teams that they played on, too, you know, for that or whatever. So it was always a challenge, you know, it was a challenge for Team USA, you know, was never really easy, you know. They did their thing, you know. They brought the gold home too, you know. So it is what it is. So yeah, you know, I love it, man. We got a couple minutes left and everything, and you know, you've been here with me. We're gonna do this, you know, same time, you know, next week as well. You're gonna be here again with me. We're gonna have some new news, you know, some new sports stuff. We're gonna talk about some new current events going on, you know, with the sports and everything, and. You know, and we just going to keep moving. I appreciate all this. So go ahead, guys. Let's spin another hot track for him, and then I'm going to come back and do what I do and close it out with some sports news and more. you know, Haiti, shout out to him. You know, he be on here. He be doing his damn thing, too. You know, he always calling in. He called in tonight, you know, as well on Rod's show, you know, battle rap talk and everything. He, you know, he dropped a 16. He dropped some fire, if y'all missed it. Haiti always comes through, and he do his thing, too. You know, that's why, you know, me and him is similar. We a lot alike. We both do the same thing. We both call in a lot. We both support. We both spit bars, and we both got shows on here now. So it is what it is, man. You know, I love it. You know, I appreciate everybody that, you know, is tuned in, everybody that always tuned in. This is Twitter Record Radio. You know, we got us. But this is your boy, Devilino Robinson. And, you know, you've been here with me now, you know, knock it out the park. We're going to do this again, definitely. And I love everything, you know. If you got some time and everything, so I'm going to talk about, you know, there's a lot of trades going on. There's a lot of transitions right now. A lot of people picking up free agents. Everybody scrambling, scraping for their best. You know, they trying to put together that championship. They try to put together, whether it's, you know, they three guys, they top four, they best top five, you know, and do what they can do. You know, the Sixers as well. Sixers came up, man. Sixers has done a lot. Like, I was a Sixer fan. You know, growing up, Iverson, like, that was my boy. You know, I loved Iverson to the fullest. I loved everything he did. You know, they had it all. You know, they went against the Lakers. I wanted them to win that championship back then. I was so pissed and mad, you know, as a young kid. And I was just like, dang, man, why couldn't they have won? You know, like, that would have been amazing if Iverson had got a championship. A lot of players in the NBA that never got a championship, you know, I feel bad for them. Charles Barkley, there's a few others as well, but, you know, it is what it is, you know. Everybody can't win it, you know. Everybody still do something, as long as they matter, as long as they, you know, solidify themselves, as long as they make history, as long as they, you know, do something, you know, get to the playoffs. And sometimes certain things for them is just good enough, you know. Sometimes they don't. You don't have to get rich. You don't have to be successful. You don't have to go for the goal all the time or win everything. You don't got to just be greedy and want to take everything. Some of them, you know, they just want to even just make it to the NFL or just make it to the NBA or get drafted. That's good enough right there. So, yeah. So, once again, you know, Sixers, they coming back. They doing their thing. You know, Ben Simmons and everybody else, they got a nice little team. You know, they just brought, you know, my boy Danny Green back as well. That's going to be something for them. They're trying to get it. You know, oh, they just got Drummond. That's right. I forgot my boy reminded me about that. They got Drummond. That's going to be a nice piece for them, too. So we're going to see if they could, you know, get back in there and, you know, try to get in them playoffs again and hopefully get themselves a championship in a few years. We'll see how it goes because everybody is fighting right now for the same thing, the same cause. So, yeah, man. So we're going to be right back here again next Saturday with some more sports talk, some more sports and music, you know, with me again, Devilino Robinson, on Knock It Out the Park. So go ahead, guys. I'll play a nice track for them to close it out, and then I'll come back, do a little quick shout-outs, and that's it for this, you know. Love y'all. Let's get it.
My nigga, but yours is in your wallet.
Yours is in your wallet.
I go to bank commando, cause all I do deposit.
All I do deposit.
I be Tony Hawk and all I'm doing grinding. All I'm doing grinding. I be Tony Hawk and all I'm doing grinding. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying.
Your money fucking bitch. That's all my niggas ever say. I probably fuck your bitch. That's all my niggas ever say. No one above the cake. That's all my niggas ever say.
Frank. I don't laugh, see a small cackle when I come strolling through the bank.
Uh-huh.
Like ha 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 ha, about to tat it on my face.
Huh.
Joker vibe, Stockholm abroad.
Yeah.
Break a mind and then make a mind. Break a mind and then make a. Y'all want that? Been playing, they faded, new clique kind of money.
Ooh.
I want that shoot a white baby in street, go home, get some sleep kind of money.
Ooh.
America, we kind of ugly. Domino said that this shit could get wicked. You never know, I'm good where I go. I might be riding through the veins of your city.
Yes,
when I get on buying all of us Benzes, cop like 20 coupes, then recoup.
Yeah.
Money never made no sense.
What?
So
I treat it like it don't exist. Money never made no sense, so I treat it like it don't exist. Money never made no sense, so I treat it like it don't exist.
You niggas lying to yourself, lying to yourself. Heart on my sleeve, my nigga, but yours is in your wallet.
Yours is in your wallet.
I go to bank, commando, cause all I do deposit.
All I do deposit.
I be Tony Hawk and all I'm doing grinding. All I'm doing grinding. I be Tony Hawk and all I'm doing grinding. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying.
Get money, fuck a bitch, that's all my niggas ever say. I probably fuck your bitch, that's all my niggas ever say.
But I'm gonna
fuck the clip, that's all my niggas ever say.
All hell no gang,
and I
need four more chains,
and I'm
in the BM with my BM screaming money ain't a thing. I get tired of these niggas ride, they got nothing on the tank. Smoking on propane, still putting in pain. Packwoods full of pressure, niggas lying being extra. From homicides and detectives,
why?
Where you could die for the lesser.
Why?
Still trapped in this war zone, trap house was a whore home. Feed them good, then fuck them good, blame it all on a hormone. Know exactly what I'm on, trap jumper like Sky Zone. Tell the people my eyes closed, high enough to see if God holds. Hold up, let me catch my breath. I've been smoking for my health. Smoking loud, going deaf. Now these niggas lying to themselves.
You niggas lying to yourself, lying to yourself. Heart on my sleeve, my nigga, but yours is in your wallet.
Yours is in your wallet.
I go to bank, commando, cause all I do deposit.
All I do deposit.
I be Tony Hawk and all I'm doing grinding. All I'm doing grinding. I be Tony Hawk and all I'm doing grinding. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying. All you niggas lying, all you niggas lying.
Get money, fuck them good. That's all my niggas ever say. I probably fuck your bitch. That's all my niggas ever say.
No one above the clip.
That's all my niggas ever say.
Yeah. I like that track right there. That track was nice as well. Hank Moody. Yeah, that was something. So, you know, it's been great, y'all. It's been love right here, you know, on Knock It Out the Park with Devilino Robinson, man. Yeah, you heard it well. You know, so tonight was groovy. Tonight was lit. Be back here same time next Saturday with some more sports talk and some more sports news with me again. You know, we're going to do this again. You're going to have sports. Then we're going to play some music. We're going to bring some callers on. They're going to get interviewed. They're going to do their thing. They're going to say who they are. They're going to give their promo. We're going to make some moves, man. And I love it. Glad I got to have this opportunity. Glad I'm here. Glad I got my own show. You know, I'm loving for the record. I love guys. I love everybody, man. It's your boy Devilino, Devilino Robinson. Shout out to the team. Shout out to Footy Record Radio. Shout out to all the Gorillas, Gorilla War Zone. Shout out to my label, Woken Dreams. And we're going to be here again. We made it, man. This is for us, man. We got us. Let's do it. Guys, I'm playing the last track, and we out of here.
Mook got the keys, John.
It's not the end of the road. And it's not when I get younger. The streets are blistering cold. Got their hands out like I owe y'all. I ain't got a pop to piss in for me to show y'all. How bad the nigga had in my hood, grind me out of some doors. I'm tryna be a millionaire with no lifetime. So much blood on my hands, the watch is off, it take a lifetime. I'm tryna figure out the reasons why I grew up broke. Part of the same reasons why my mind was stuck doing dope. How you stealing from the rich but never get back to the poor? That don't make a right for these niggas out here doing wrong. I'm trying to take a different route, I'm trying to right my wrong. I got a family of my own that's living on their own. Skeletons in the closet, got a nigga scared to change his clothes. Yeah, oh, yeah. And mama making in the streets and survive, don't nobody know. It's not the end of the road. And it's not when I get younger. The streets are glittering cold. I'm My turn, I might win, no try to avoid me. Nah, nah, I can take no losses. I'm clutching on my head, I see niggas go
me. I had it up, so I hustle. I did make that was a struggle. When I was down on my knuckles, I had to get up and duck them. You don't see how I live, so I don't expect you to get it. Stuck in these trenches, I'm trying to switch how I'm living. I gotta watch how I move with everything that I do. So many times I crushed my pride with telling lies to help you. Conversation about paper and we both been up frustrated. You hate when I be in the streets, but money leads to temptation. All gas when I smash my hood, stay on the pedal. A lot of people did me bad when I was trying to do better. When I was digging on my own, I got it straight out the gutter. Now I do business with my bros and we look out for each other. The streets is good, so I prepare for the weather. I keep that Nina, it's my heated, get tucked in my sweater. I ride for all my guys, I just shot the weather. Ask God, forgive my sins, cause I get
back to the end of the road. It just knocks when I get it younger. The streets are glittering cold. If you survive, it'll make it stronger. Some patience at my door. I'm staring at my window, try to avoid me. Nah, nah, I can take no losses. I'm clutching on my head, I see niggas go be.
I see niggas go be.
Yo, this your man Tiger Lee. Come bullshit with me where you're now tuned in on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most.